Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to hand this microphone off to our new executive director, Todd Bullard, who's also with our team just back from Guatemala. Here you go, dear brother. Welcome this team, folks.
Oh, there's Sawyer. Okay. Sawyer, thanks for coming. Well, good evening, everyone. I think I'll just sit because they're sitting and there's Ben. Excellent. So, Andrew, did you play that song? Where's Andrew? Did you play that song on purpose? Did you gave it some thought, didn't you? That was awesome because I was like, oh, this is the – we started the week praying that the Lord would open the eyes of our hearts, and boy did he. And I think as you'll hear these testimonies, we have some pictures. Some folks have pictures, some folks don't, but I think you'll soon see and realize just how impactful this trip was, both in us but also what the Lord did through us. And so with that, I'm going to ask Kayla to kick us off. We haven't had a chance to brief yet, so they have about 4 minutes each, and when we get to 4 minutes, you'll know. I'll put it that way. Okay? All right. Okay, take it away, Kayla.
All right. Well, I want to start by just, there were so many things that I could tell you about everywhere that we went, but the trip started off for me with just exactly what this song says, is that I want to see you. And I remember the first day just feeling an overwhelming feeling that the Lord was going to reveal himself through his love, through different ways. But the first thing that I noticed is as we went around the circle on the rooftop to share, every time it would get to one of the team members that had prepared and had prayed for us, and the interpreters, and just the time that they took in their hearts to share what they were expecting for us, I just started weeping. And I just was praying on what to share, and I started thinking how important covering is. And, you know, when they're leading those teams for us, they took the time to pray and prepare and pave a way for us before we got there. And I was watching Mark and Robin do that, and they do it over and over and over consecutive weeks with every team, and they don't pour less into any team. It's their whole self. And I think just being in a leadership position, that touched my heart so deeply, because I know how it feels to want to prepare for something and to pave a way, and just to see them be so faithful in that just blessed me immensely. Okay, he didn't put that picture up there. The other thing that was just a blessing was having my husband there with me, another type of covering, and just I noticed everywhere I went, I felt safe. I felt safe to explore the city. I felt safe to just be and enjoy myself. And so even just having his covering as my husband was just very special to me. And then watching the team in unity blessed my heart massively, because you could just see every person brought something so specific to each encounter. There would be places that, you know, you could feel what you had end, and there was someone ready to pick it up, and there was another element that the Lord was bringing into that situation. One in particular, and I'll close with this, was a man, and immediately the Lord gave me a lot of things to pray for him. And I could feel it wrapping up, and if you know what I mean, when you get that prayer unction and you can feel it rise and you can feel it close, and I could feel my part closing, and I saw Olivia just step around, and she just stepped in, and she's like, you know, are you saved? And he was not, and she was able to lead him to salvation. And just the unity and the sensitivity of the team was beautiful from start to finish. So I loved it so much.
Yeah. Pass that down to Miss Sawyer. We're going to let her go first. Thank you, Kayla. Father, Sawyer, I think you have some pictures, right, that you wanted to
yes,
share?
Yes, I do have some pictures.
Okay.
So this is my first Guatemala trip. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Sawyer. And before we went to Guatemala, we had a meeting with Mark and Robin, where Mark discussed how we would be stretched like a rubber band during this. And he said, if you're not stretched, you're not going to grow. And so I'm here to tell you that we were stretched and we did grow.
Amen.
I started praying before the trip, and I heard the verse John 7:38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. When I heard the scripture in my spirit, I immediately doubted the Lord. I felt like it was a very popular scripture. And I thought, did I hear you, Lord? I don't know if I did. Well, it was really neat because the next day on the plane, Todd was talking to me, and he just started saying the verse, out of your mouth will flow rivers of living water. And so it was really neat. All throughout the trip, other people in the team had been getting that same scripture. And we actually went to a church one night. I was praying about what to paint. They had asked me to do a prophetic painting. And the Lord gave me that scripture, and he showed me a waterfall. So I've decided I'm going to paint a waterfall for church service. And the Guatemalan pastor gets up on stage, and he starts speaking that scripture. And so I was like, let's go, God. Like, that's awesome. So I painted the waterfall, and afterwards, a Guatemalan lady came up to me, and she said, I had had a dream of this exact painting 3 weeks ago. So that was really, it really increased my faith that I was hearing from the Lord. I got to pray for her. Caroline and I prayed for her. I believe that she got some deliverance and some inner healing. It was really awesome. The other part of the trip was the Lord really worked out of me a spirit of fear and paranoia. I was being really stretched on the trip, really out of my comfort zone, and the Lord was just teaching me to rely on him for everything. It's my life source. So I watched the movie Spy Game on the way to Guatemala. If you've never seen that movie, it is about Brad Pitt getting locked in a Chinese prison, and Robert Redford tries to get him out. So about the second or third day, they come and they say, we're going to have a few of the ladies go to the women's prison. And I just watched a movie about getting stuck in prison. And I'm like, okay. And we had one of our teammates say, well, he lost his passport for about an hour, a few hours. And so I've been clutching my passport in my hip this whole entire trip. Okay, I won't let it out of my sight. And they say, okay, we're picking Caroline, Kayla, Elizabeth, and Sawyer to go to this women's prison. And I'm thinking, we're not going with the whole group. We're not going with any of the men. It's just us. And they said, you can't take anything into this prison. You literally can only take your passport, and you hand them your passport, and you go behind the bars, and you're going to minister. And then when you're done, they're going to unlock it, and then you're going to get your passport, and you're going to leave. And if you know me, I was very frightened to do this. I'm literally trembling on the inside. And I called Elliot, and I was talking to him about it, and he was like, I'm going to talk to my parents. And so he talked to them, and he said, my mom's done it. He said, I think you'll be okay. I mean, you'll be okay, but if you don't want to do it, you know, you don't have to do it. And this thought went in my head, and it was like, that's Pastor Mickey's job. You don't have to do that. And the Lord convicted me. And the word of the Lord says that, it says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And his word slayed me. And he said, and they love their lives not unto the death. And I'm sure that Mark and Robin would have never put me in a situation where I was risking my life, but in my head it felt like I was. And the Lord said, are you going to read my word, or are you going to go do it? Are you going to trust me to get you out of the jail? Are you going to trust me to minister to these people, or are you going to love your life unto the death? And so I said, okay, Lord. So I did it afraid, and I went into that jail cell. I gave them my passport, and so I got in there, and I asked the Lord what to say to these people, and he told me to preach on the scripture. I sought the Lord, and he delivered me from all my fears. And most of the time when I pray that verse, the Lord will kind of expose me to some of my fears, and then he shows me it's okay and that he has me in his hand and that he's going to get me through it. And so as I'm teaching this to these ladies, I know he's delivering me from my fears. And at the very end, one of the sweet little interns spoke to them, and she read this scripture to them. I've read it a million times, and it was Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. And it just hit me in there. It's not Pastor Eddie and Pastor Mickey's job, just their job. It's not just Pastor Doc and Pastor Jean's job. It's our job. It's my job to go preach to the captives and to, you know, minister to people behind the prison doors. And it was just, like, incredible to have this revelation that I was sitting there doing that. And so it just really lit me on fire going to Guatemala, not only to be a hearer of the word, but to be a doer of the word.
Amen.
And the Lord just said, you can't just read it. You've got to do it. So that was awesome.
Yay. That's awesome, Sawyer. That's awesome. Ben's getting tore up down there. I love it. All right. The next pictures, the next person is Andrew.
All right. I decided to pick this picture because I just wanted you to kind of see what it looks like. This is on the balcony at Mark and Robin's place. We call it the base. And what the trip is like is we all stay at a hotel in Jalapa, and then each morning we go to Mark and Robin's. And one of my favorite parts of the trip is, and Mark plans it this way on purpose, the trip is for us to go out and minister to the people in Jalapa, but it's also like half the time we're at the base and we're worshiping and ministering to one another. And this is my second time, and it's Audrey and Charlie's third trip. And it's really neat to just sit back and watch all the ministry that happens at Mark and Robin's place. And Jalapa is a beautiful place. The town city is kind of located almost in the basin of this area, and it's surrounded by these mountains. You can see mountains in the background. Some of them are volcanoes. It's just a beautiful place. And this is a picture from where we did a rice giveaway. So each day when we go to Mark and Robin's, we start with breakfast and worship, and then there'll be some type of plan for the day. Sometimes the whole group will go together, and we'll go to a village, and we'll hand out rice and beans and minister door-to-door. Sometimes we'll split up, and like Sawyer's talking about, some of the women went to a prison. Some of the men went and did different things. So there's all kinds of different activities, but it's really well planned out, and Mark and Robin do an amazing job. But me and Micah were at the rice giveaway, and we probably spent an hour and a half or two just praying for people as they would go through the line. It's mostly women, older women, younger women. They would go through a line, get their rice and stuff, and they would go in to an area with kids. They would get medicine, and then they would come out, and pretty much every single person that come out would come over to the prayer area. They all want prayer. These people live a pretty hard life. Most of the people that we saw were women. They're really small. A lot of them are old. And some of them, as you watch after prayer, walk off carrying their stuff, you wonder how they're even physically able to just do what they do. Let's see here. I got another. This was a little guy we prayed for. I hate for all my pictures to be selfies, but it's kind of awkward just to, like, say, let me take your picture, so you kind of do the selfie thing. But this little guy we prayed for, he has leukemia. So I just posted up a couple people here that I wanted you to join with in prayer. If you could pray for this guy, I can't remember his name, but we're believing for healing for him. Here's another picture when we went to do door-to-door. This was kind of a funny story, but the guy in blue there was a drunk guy, and as we were going to these different places, we'd walk up to a door and start to pray or minister to people. We'd give them stuff. This guy came up, and he just started talking. He was pretty loud and obnoxious. And it was, like, evident that he kind of knew the word a little bit, and he would say, amen, hallelujah, but he was being obnoxious about it. And after we finally were like, hey, just step back a second, and then we'll we're going to finish praying for this lady. Then we turned and prayed for this guy. And when we started to pray for him, he just fell down on the ground, and he, like, curled up in a fetal position. And he just, his whole demeanor changed, and he was just dead still. And so it was really cool. The Lord was working on him. And then by the time we got down to the next house, we were praying, and we looked up, and here comes the guy again. I was like, ah. And he started again, but it was cool because we would be, like, praying a scripture in English before the interpreter would even share it. And you could tell that he knew what we were praying. Like, he knew the word. And finally, he told us that he used to preach on the radio in Honduras. And we would be praying. He would just be saying amen and hallelujah. But at first, I thought it was kind of like when Paul, when the lady was following along, and he finally cast the spirit of divination out of her. Because even though she was telling truth, she was just, it says she was annoying him. But this guy kind of turned into like our little God leader for a minute, and he was like, hey, let's go over here to these people, and we can pray for them. So, but we prayed for him, and if you can remember to pray for him, he's struggling with alcohol, but he obviously knows the word, and he could be a good witness in that village. And one more here. This man on the left, his name's Basilio. He's a blind man. They said that he just woke up about a month or two ago, and all of a sudden he couldn't see anymore. So I think that's the first blind person I've actually prayed for, and it was a pretty cool opportunity, so I'm continuing to pray for him. Each day that I can remember and think about it, this Lord will restore his eyesight. And it was a whole neat story how we even ended up at his place, but that's kind of what a lot of their homes look like where we were. It's just some pieces of tin, a mattress there, and it's all dirty and poor conditions, but the people are super nice. They seem to be happy, and they're very recipient to prayer. So if you can remember Basilio and the little boy with leukemia and the drunk guy, and pray for those. So.
Thank you, Andrew. You want to pass it down to Charlie? What you got, Charlie?
I'm 12 years old. I went to Guatemala for my third time this year, and that's me in the back of the truck on the way to the water carry. We walked down this hill. We just went back and forth and back and forth, and then we went to the water hole, and I filled mine up like halfway because it was like super heavy. And we walked back up, and they have like this big, how big was it? 100s of gallons, and they just poured it in the top, and that's how they got their water. They had to do it like every day, and it was hard work. And hard work. Another thing we did, we went to the children's event. We like set up a basketball goal. We played with the kids, give them a piece of candy, jump rope. I really enjoyed that. And yeah.
Hey guys, my name is Audrey. I am 15 years old, and this year I went on my third mission trip to Guatemala. Going to Guatemala is like my most favorite thing in the world, so I'm very thankful, and I was excited that I got the opportunity to go again this year. It was a great trip. One thing that I wanted to just share with you know, you go on a mission trip like thinking that you're going to help a bunch of people, and you do, but even more, like, you get healing for yourself.
Amen.
So I just wanted to share a few things that the Lord kind of reminded me of on this trip. The first thing is, like, my worth. The Lord just really reminded me, like, who I am in Him. Confidence is always a thing that I've, like, struggled with, and so He just really, like, encouraged me to have confidence in myself. I'm naturally very introverted, and I tend to just go off and be by myself and let everybody else do the talking, but He's encouraged me this year especially, also the last 2 years that I've been, to just be confident in myself and who I am in the Lord. Another thing is also just my calling. You never know, like, especially right now I'm in high school, just the uncertainty of not knowing what the future will look like and trying to make plans for college and a job and all the different things that you have to do. But the Lord just reminded me, like, no matter what you're doing, no matter how uncertain the future is, like, my calling is always just to share God's love with the people around me, Amen. To just show them who they are in the Lord. So that is always a thing that I'll always do, no matter what I am or where I am at in my life. So I'd also like to just thank all the people who have prayed for me, prayed for all of us going to Guatemala, and just donated, and in any way, just prayer. Thank you for doing that. You have not only prayed for me, you haven't just given money, you have poured into our lives. So thank Amen. You.
Amen. That's awesome, Audrey. That's so good. Caroline. By the way, Audrey is officially hereby now and forever known for henceforth, shall ever be, everybody's favorite missionary. So Mark and Robin started that, and now we have followed that. So she's awesome. Okay, Caroline.
Okay, hello. Okay, this photo is hers. So this is a woman that was in a town, in a colony that used to be a leprosy colony, and it's called Lazarito. So it's interesting, like, walking through this village, you see, like, a need at every corner. And this one in particular, she was in a field, and she had a machete, and she just had, like, sweat pouring down her face. And we went to pray for her. She couldn't feel her arms, and she had knee issues as well. And after we prayed for her, she could feel her arms completely. So praise the Lord. Yeah, it increased my faith so much. A scripture that I got at the beginning is, "Do not be afraid, only keep on believing in me and my power," Mark 5:36. And that's just what the Lord kept speaking to me, and I kept seeing it before my eyes. I think we all did, and just, like, the move of God down there. Yes, the next part. this woman right here, okay, she is precious. So this woman has a tumor. You can't really see it, but she has a tumor under her right eye, and it goes from her right eye all the way to the back of her head. And she has a glow to her, like she's filled with the Holy Spirit. It's evident. And we were praying over her for that tumor. I know she's healed. I believe it. And as we were praying, the Holy Spirit showed me of her worshiping in her home. And granted, their home is like dirt on the ground, and you have a mattress, and, you know, it's pretty slim, pretty bare. But she worships there. And so I said to her, "Do you sing?" And she goes, "Yes." And then she asked me to sing for her, which I was like, yeah, I love to sing. I was really taken back and, like, honored. So I was saying, "Jesus loves you." And then she said, "Can I sing for you?" And we were like, absolutely. So here's a video of her singing.
Y la paz no has encontrado, ven a Cristo, Él es tu amigo fiel, no hay otro como Él. Si en el mundo has caminado y la paz no has encontrado, ven a Cristo.
So yeah, that just shows, that really, you know, singing and worshiping, our praises are powerful, and it really encouraged me. It really encouraged, and for her to have such joy, her joy wasn't stolen, regardless of having a tumor, regardless of her circumstance, her joy was in the Lord, and it was just super amazing, super, super amazing, and life-changing. Yeah,
it was.
Very good.
Absolutely. Thank you, Caroline. Micah.
This was my third trip to Guatemala, and I don't think you can go on a trip like this and come away unchanged. My life is just richer because of everybody that's on the team, and better. Like Andrew was saying, I love the ministry time that we had together, just worshiping and praying for each other, and I loved seeing everybody working and walking in their gifting, and it's not just about one person. You know, you see somebody kind of step out in their gift, and then, you know, the next scenario or the next situation, somebody would step out in their gift. It was like perfect for that moment for those people. And so just love seeing the body ministry and everything like that. This picture here is kind of a funny backstory about sunglasses during my trip. So I was in San Pedro for 3 weeks to go to a Spanish school, and I just bought a pair of sunglasses here, and I loved them, and they broke. So I was like, man. So before I left San Pedro to meet up with them, I found another pair, and I liked them. I was like, these are great. So we're doing door-to-door ministry, and then we prayed for a guy that was blind in one eye, and he was out working in the field, and he had hurt his arm, and he also was blind in one eye, and we were just blessing him and praying for him, and we actually left there and went down the road, but then on our way back, the Lord was like, give him your sunglasses. Like, give him my sunglasses. Okay, like, I just bought these second pair of sunglasses, so I was like, whatever, Lord. I was like, would you like these? And he's like, sure. So, you know, so he got those, and I was like, well, now I'm without sunglasses again. And at the base, they had this big box of adult sunglasses to give out, I'm sure. And I asked Robin, I was like, can I have a pair of those? She's like, sure. I said, I gave mine away, so I got those. And then when we were at a kids event, this young boy took a liking to Ben's Milwaukee sunglasses, so he let the little boy try them on or whatever. And then, you know, I got mine out and let one of the kids wear them. I think we ended up with four kids with four pairs of sunglasses that were just trying them on, but then when it came time to give them back, the little boy tried to give it back to me. I said, no, you can keep them, you know. So I gave away another pair, and I think Ben gave away his Milwaukee pair. So then I was back to square one again. I had to get another pair of sunglasses out of the box. I was like, this is a theme, you know, I'm just giving sunglasses away. Anyways, this is a funny story. But yeah, just going back to just, you know, not coming away from a trip like this being unchanged, like being changed by the love of God in you, through you, to other people. I remember, like, the first day I was there, I kind of just wasn't feeling, like, super spiritual or super, like, engaged or whatever. And, you know, during the worship time and everything. And but just throughout the week that we were there, like, just allowing myself to be used by God and just, like, pushing past that wall of you know, whatever that was there. And then just seeing God move, and then, like, watching my heart, like, expand during that week and just being filled by the love of God for those people. It's like, maybe I wasn't feeling it the first day, but God knew that, kind of like Audrey was saying, I kind of, you know, resonate with that sentiment or whatever. God knew I needed healing and ministry too. So it was like the first night, you know, God really got my heart with a church we went to, and the pastor was preaching, and he was talking about, like, holding things, or just holding things with an open hand or a closed hand. And that really struck my heart. You know, it's like God was showing me, you gotta open your hand up and just, you know, that way you can receive more. And that's what I was getting from that message. What he was sharing was, you know, we hang on to stuff so tightly, but it's like, if you fully open your hand, that's when God can really flow, you know. So I was like, that night I kind of had a breakthrough of letting go, and just like God told me to take the money out of my wallet. I took everything out and stuck it in the offering, you know. And I just broke, like, I felt something break in me, but I was broke down in tears because I knew God was, like, trying to get my heart, you know. It's like I was giving, you know, on this whole trip, even, you know, before I met up with the team, I was giving, but I was still holding back a little bit, you know. Like, he's like, no, just give it all so I can give you more, you know. We hold on to so much. He's like, give it all so I can give you more. So that really struck me. And then, you know, just throughout the rest of the trip, just like I said, being impacted by the love of God to me and through me to others. And then the last night we were there is when I had the biggest breakthrough. And God just really brought some healing to an area of my heart that he had highlighted back in the winter, but I just didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't know how to get the breakthrough. And it was just like, I was like, God, I want my healing today. You know, I was asking during that service, I was like, I want my healing. Nobody prayed for me, but God healed me. Anyways, he healed my heart, you know, and there's more to come. I know, like, we never stop growing and healing and changing, but it's like God had my number. He knew what I needed. He knew I was going to be there on that trip, you know, and who was going to be around me and where I was going to be, and he cares just as much about our wholeness, because we can't love others unless we're whole and complete. So God cares about us as he does others. So not to make it about me, but like God was like she was saying, you know, God was ministering to me as well as he was ministering to other people. That picture there is at the dump. So this year we got to go back to the dump. Yay, I was excited about that, and to see that the people were doing a lot better and in better shape and everything. And that girl was there last year, and she remembered us, and it was just so great to reconnect. And she asked for another piggyback ride again, so I had to do that. But I just gave her a big hug, and I was happy to see her face. And so going this time, you know, seeing some familiar faces, even if I don't remember their names, you know, and just knowing that God's got their number, and he knows where they are, and he loves them, and can reach out to them. And I think there was one youth event where I saw a little boy that had a vision of when I went to Guatemala in January. And so I saw him again. He got lost in the crowd, so I didn't get to, like, give him a big hug or anything, but I just was like, God cares about that boy, because he gave me a dream about him and everything. And I saw him again, so I was like, again, God knows where you are, and he cares about you, and
Amen.
Even if you're in Guatemala or here or wherever.
That's
so.
Right. That's good.
But I share a lot more, but okay. I'll pass it along. So
that's great, Mike. Go ahead, Caleb.
I wanted to add one little thing about the dump experience and this girl in particular. Last year, she was very demonized and, like, growling some of the time. And we saw her, and I remember her, and we prayed for her. And I was not – I'm sorry, I have to admit this. I was not looking forward to go back to the dump, because it was a hard experience. It was just hard to be in there. It was so dirty, and everyone was so filthy, and they were just soiled, and it humbled me. It wrecked me last year, and so I wanted to go back, but I didn't. And we got back there, and they had moved them out, and she ran by me and, like, just hit me on the arm and kept running, and I was like, I know her. I was like, that's that girl. And she was normal, and she was clean, and she was happy and had a sucker in her mouth, and their just circumstances were completely better. And it was just like the Lord being like, what y'all did last year mattered. Like, they are in a totally different situation. She's in a totally different place spiritually, physically, and in her health. And so that was a huge blessing for me.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. Yay. Okay, Elizabeth.
Talking in a microphone. First of all, I wanted to thank everybody for the prayers before my surgery and after my surgery, because I felt them in so many ways. This year is harder for me because with all the health issues and the surgery, I didn't get to fast. I didn't get to pray like I wanted. It's like before my surgery, the Lord had me in a different season. And then after my surgery, it was like just so much rest, so much calmness, so much rest, so much trusting in him. So it was hard for me to go to Guatemala considering all the health issues I'd had in the surgery. So I get to Guatemala and everybody was amazing. They were great. They were supportive. You know, they would stick their hand out when I would go down a hill or hike, and, you know, Sawyer even held my hand one time. But it was really good. I didn't feel like the Lord was going to be able to use me that much this year because of the state of mind that I was in. It wasn't a bad state, but it was a state that I'd never been in before. And so the Lord really used me with others, and he also done, like, a major work over in me. One of the things he done is he really, really softened my heart, and then the other things that he done was helped me with fear. One of the things that I mainly enjoyed was going to the women's prison since, you know, Noah's in jail. So that was very hard. It was very emotional for me. But the Lord was with me as I done it, even though I shake like a leaf. it was amazing. And, you know, to see the conditions of the jail versus what a regular jail looks like, it really, really broke my heart. But I remember I was crying really, really hard, and one of the ladies was so compassionate. She went and got me a tissue and handed it to me. Of course, that made me cry even more. I'm trying to think of what else. There was so much. So obviously we had to have an interpreter, and the majority of the time when we went to go minister, we would have an interpreter. But I remember the last church event we went to, I didn't have an interpreter this time. I felt like the Lord's like, you know, I've got you. You don't need an interpreter. And so it was amazing. There was this woman I went and prayed for, because you know the Lord has certain people for you to pray for. And I went to pray for this lady, and it was amazing how God moved just by me not even having an interpreter. And so then there was this one kid that was standing by this lady, and nobody was praying for him. And I was like, Lord, do you want me to pray for him? And he's like, yeah. And he was about Noah's age. And so I got to pray for him, and it was almost like praying for my son. So it was awesome. It was when I gave him a hug, it felt like I was hugging Noah. There were so many things. So the last day, our free day, I had planned to just walk around the market and just, you know, be calm and peaceful and just look around, And so then Sawyer's like, we're leaving. I was like, well, I don't want to go yet. So then I went with one of the interns, and she's like, well, I'll be here for a while. I was like, okay. And then she's like, wait a second, we're going to the ruins. And I was like, if that's hiking, I don't want to go. Well, then Micah texted in the group me that he wanted to go to the Hobbit Tanega or whatever it was. Anyway, the Lord knew I really, really needed that. So we rented four-wheelers. We went up there. We just had, like, and Ben went. And Mike went, and it was such unity, but it was just, it was like a very peaceful time. And so there's this hand that sticks out over the mountain, and I remember seeing, I think Kayla had pictures like that last year, but anyway, and I was like, there's no way. And I'd even called my husband and told him, I was like, I want to go on the hand, but there's no way. Like, that fear, I just can't do it. And Chloe said the perfect thing. That's the Lord's hand. And I was like, all right, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to go back out on this little thing. And it helped me conquer that fear. And so it's just been, it was amazing for me. It was amazing to see how the Lord used me, what the Lord done in me. The worships, that was one of my favorite parts, because the Lord would just really move, and we would all go pray for different people. And, you know, they knew exactly what to pray. And it was just, it was amazing. And I'll add to the dump. So last year was my first year going, and the moment I pulled up there, it wasn't the stench, it wasn't nothing. It was I just busted into tears, because I was like, this is not what the Lord wants for these people. This is poverty. Like, they're living on mattresses. They're living in the dump, the city dump. You know, you've got families from newborns to, you know, adult. And it breaks your heart. And, you know, I had to override it. I was like, this is hard. Like, you know these kids, they just need love. They can't help that they've got, you know, soiled clothes and they're nasty. And I remember I really, really was interceding for them last year, and I was crying really hard, because it really hurt my heart and burdened me to see them in the state they're in. So when I asked Mark this year, I was like, do we get to go to the dump this year? And he goes, yeah, but it's not the same. And I was like, what do you mean? He said, they've moved them out of the dump. I was like, you've got to be joking me. And he's like, no. I was like, thank you, Lord, for answered prayers. So the night before, somebody starts freaking out about the dump. And I was like, it'll be okay, it'll be okay. So then we get there, and it was just like all their houses was literally moved from outside the dump. It was so much cleaner. The kids didn't have soiled clothes. They were so much happier. It was just amazing. And so it was awesome that I also got to see, you know, the fruit of our prayers. So thank you for all y'all's prayers. It was amazing.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Ben?
We know the word of the Lord is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And there's some scriptures that you can read, but when you truly experience them and they, you see them come alive, it just, there's just something about that. And for me, there were several scriptures that became very, very, very real to me. And I'm not going to read all of them. I will say what they are, and I'll just say a few of these. But John chapter 4, verse 35 through 38, and I'll just do an excerpt of each one. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. That scripture just became so, so real to me. That's how I felt the entire trip. I felt like we were reaping something that we hadn't plowed and worked so hard. There was so much work that happened before we got there, years of work. And I do want to just say this, because I feel like somebody in this room specifically needs to hear this. If you have not ever been formally asked to give to Mark and Robin Sewell and their ministry, to KCI, Kingdom International, Kingdom Connections International, it's good ground. Please, please pray and ask the Lord what He would have you give. Because it's like when I was talking with Mark about it, and he said, well, it hadn't always been this easy. Meaning, all the interns were on point. I mean, the whole team that was here, it was time. The Lord, it was like, hey, there's some people that are plowing, but I've got a ripe harvest, and I want some people that are going to come and gather in the barns. And that's what this trip was in so many ways. And I'll say this for Justin, because he's not here. He's in this picture with me, but there's another picture if you want to just go to that. That was another one about Micah and I were talking about. The Lord used Justin mightily in this rehab center.
Yes, He did.
You know, they were talking about the dump, and it was pretty filthy. This is probably one of the filthiest places I've ever been inside. If you can imagine,
this was a men's rehab.
That's right. Yes, and if you can imagine, even just rehab centers in the U.S. that are run off donation type money and don't have a lot, but if you just scale that back to a third world country, you can only imagine how dirty it can be.
I think was it 18 men got saved that day?
Yes, they were
yeah,
hungry.
Yeah, yeah,
they were hungry.
Yep, yeah, yep. Yeah.
For the Lord. I can click through. Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's probably okay. Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't have that. Okay, sorry. Yeah, I forgot. I had to pare it down to six. But with Justin. With Justin, I did want to say this, that this was so cool. We went to a village, and he got to go in the house
that he
donated the money to have this woman have a house built. And it was just, it was amazing.
That was awesome.
She had been someone that was a minister, missionary of the Lord. And for her to be in her older age and be able to have a nice place to live, for what that was, it was
that
powerful.
Was great.
It was very powerful.
It was, yeah.
And some other scriptures. And if you just to have the back, if you go back to where yes, that one. And just like Micah said, this script, let the little children come to me. That scripture in that moment became so real to me that. You know, the ones that got the sunglasses are the ones that came up and sat in your lap. Just let that sink in for each and every one of you.
Yeah.
That you have not because you ask not. That all goes back to that. If you'll crawl up in your daddy's lap, you'll get some sunglasses too.
Amen.
And that's, it just became so real. The ones that didn't come close didn't get as much as the ones that were willing to come close.
Yeah.
And it just break your heart. Ask of me, and I will give the nations for your inheritance. That became so real again. And, you know, that I heard that scripture from probably each intern. That was on their heart, because all
right.
of those, that, you know, they, Guatemala wasn't the only nation on their heart. They were talking about, man, I want to go to Israel. I want to go here. I want to go there. And it was so powerful. But and just a yes, that is a messianic scripture, but it is also for us in the gospel, because 2 Corinthians 5:17-21. Now all things are of God. I'm not going to read all that, but I'll just this excerpt. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And that's part of doing the Lord's work, the nations as our inheritance, as we are ministers of reconciliation. And I won't tell the whole story. I do just want to say this. A man in one of the churches, the pastor was given a testimony about giving away his Bible. He'd get a Bible, he'd put notes in it, and then the Lord, like Micah, is like, I kept losing my sunglasses. I kept giving away my Bible. So this pastor is talking about that. And to work the word, the man behind me, and he wrote his name, Jason Alvarez, he gave me this Spanish Bible. It was really precious to me. And it was just, like many people have said, it's we poured out what we had, but we received
so much more.
So much more than what we could pour out.
Yeah.
And I'll end with this, that for me, this was my first time with Mark and Robin in Jalapa. But this, I went to Guatemala one time before when I was 17. I'm actually old enough to now say when almost 20 years ago, I can say, oh, like almost 20 years ago, I did something. And so almost 20 years ago, I went to Chiquimula, Guatemala, and I all I can say is it was life-changing, but I forgot.
Yeah.
It was life-changing, but I forgot. And when I got there and I saw those people, when I saw the people of Guatemala, I remembered.
Yeah, amen.
I remembered. And
you hugged, I think, every Guatemalan in Jalapa, if I remember correctly. Yeah, that's worth clapping for. I think everyone. Yes, every single, everywhere we went, every single person, Ben put his arms around. It was awesome. Yeah, we'd be on the bus. Where's Ben? Oh, he's hugging people. Yeah, it was awesome, Ben, to see.
It was a good, and I'm just honored to be able to go with this team. It was a rock and roll team. It was great.
It was.
All y'all did great. Audrey.
Yeah.
Charlie, y'all did great.
Yeah.
I was blessed. I was blessed.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben. And we're at time, but thank you all for sharing. I was talking to Pastor Doc Sunday. And he said, you know, trips like that, they're so impactful and life-changing, you really can't articulate what happens in you. And so I appreciate you guys sharing and articulating what the Lord did. There's so much more we could share, a lot we shouldn't share. I will say that Casey Darby, is Casey here? Oh, I see him just duck down. Casey Darby would give you, if you don't know Casey, he'll give you the shirt off his back. He will. And he helped me in some very awkward situations. So Casey, the Lord will bless you for that. There's some pictures here. Yeah. So this is at the dump. This was my first year. I'd never been outside the country on a mission trip. And so, What struck me, and I think you've heard pieces of this already, they're so happy. They're so happy. They don't know what they don't have. And one little piece of candy just lights up their faces, and that really wrecked me. This was train wreck day one. This was the village we went to first. This man started helping us set up the rice and the beans to give away. And the interpreter happened to be close to me, and he said, and so I asked him, since I had the interpreter, is there anything I can pray for you over? And he said, and through the interpreter, he said, oh, brother, the Lord has blessed me so much. Let me pray for you. So that was day one train wreck. So that was that man. And then this was at the rehab. And I want to echo and end with this, and then Pastor Eddie, I'll turn it over to you, and maybe we can have some ministry time for those of you that would like some prayer from this team. But I appreciate Ben saying that I was blown away by what Mark and Robin, and let me rephrase, I was blown away by what the Lord has done through Mark and Robin's ministry. And for Grace House to be a part of that was so honoring to me and so exciting to me. And if you've never been or would like the opportunity to go, I would highly encourage you to go. So with that, team, I think, is it okay? Are you going to play something? You going to? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. Is that while we pray? Thank you all.
Yes. Give this team a hand. Jake, you can put some music on back there in a minute. Team, so proud of you, brothers and sisters. Mark and Robin have shared with us you're one of the best teams they've ever had come. And you represented Jesus well. You represented our church family well. I loved everything that you said. Just so grateful that you had a yes in your heart and just continue to share it. Spread it throughout. We'd love eventually for everyone in this house to go on a mission trip. And Guatemala, we go there every summer. So it's always such a blessing. But I'd like to ask if you would just pair up and come down and be in the altar area. We do believe, as I mentioned earlier, when they went, they released a deposit they carried in Guatemala. But they've also received something, and we believe in impartation. And God has moved upon their hearts. We began by singing, "Open our eyes, Lord." Well, they've seen things, and the Lord has touched them in deep ways. And out of that overflow that Sawyer mentioned, that river, you can be blessed tonight. So if your heart's been stirred or if you have need of prayer, I would encourage you to come up. Let's just stand now. And the Holy Spirit, we thank you for how you have moved and worked through this team in Guatemala. And we just say, have your way here tonight. We bless you, Lord. You are so good. And Lord, for each of these people where a prayer request was made, we ask that you would move in their lives, Lord. The man that was blind, the woman with the tumor, the child. Lord, just touch them powerfully tonight. We are agreeing together that prayers this team prayed, we are saying a yes along with them and asking that you would stretch forth your hand in might and power to do signs, wonders, and miracles. And Lord, thank you that they were able to see the answers this year to prayers they prayed last year. And Lord, I pray that tonight here in this audience there would be people who would see answers come to prayers they've been praying for a long time. Do it, Lord. Stretch forth your hand here tonight in Jesus' mighty name. We're going to let the music play. Feel free to come up for prayer and we'll just spend a few minutes here in the Lord's presence, and I'll dismiss us in just a moment, but I want to give you an opportunity to come if you need prayer. If there are others that need to come, feel free to come on up. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight. Feel free to linger as long as you like and just respect what's going on up here. And hope to see you Sunday. Invite someone to come back with you Saturday morning at, was it 10 o'clock for the thing Saturday morning? We sent a text out yesterday. I think it's 10 a.m. that we're going to be meeting in the dining area to bag up all the goods for the homeless. And so we're going to need some helping hands. That'll be 10 o'clock Saturday morning here at Grace House. Sunday, after the 10 a.m. service, there'll be a real brief meeting in the dining area. Pam Matthews is going to be sharing with you. We're going to be doing some training and send out some teams to minister on the street and minister to the homeless. So keep those two things in your heart. And we sent out a text about that yesterday. God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight. 9 o'clock? Is that what the text said? Okay. At 9 a.m. If you get here at 10, you'll be too late. 9 a.m., correcto. Thank you. Thank you, Dan.